Greetings, listeners, and welcome back to the Detective Richard Magnolia Show podcast. Today, we continue with our featured series, The Case of the Porcelain Pigeon. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to check out our merch store at detectivemagnoliashop.com and sign up for our Patreon if you'd like to see exclusive content including bloopers, behind-the-scene interviews, and commentary. We would also like to give a shout-out to this season's sponsor, Fat Boys Barbecue and More. Please listen to their ad before we begin the show. Greg, why aren't we pitching to the ad?
Oh, Ed Schmidt. I decided I was going to go down to Virginia to Fat Boys and decided to pick myself up a barbecue Reuben and a cheesy bird.
You got that from Fat Boys Barbecue?
Yeah. Did I stutter?
And you're talking about the barbecue Reuben? The one that's topped with smoke, hand-pulled pork, Swiss, sauerkraut, house-made Thousand Island dressing served on your choice of toasted white or rye bread?
Yeah, I get the feeling that since you just listed off all those ingredients, you really didn't need to ask me, so thanks for wasting my fucking time.
Wait, did you also get the cheesy bird? Smoked, hand-sliced turkey breast topped with house-made barbecue aioli with a side of cheddar cheese sauce?
Why do you do this to me?
They've also got a side special, smoked sauerkraut and sausage. Did you get that? You got all this from Fat Boys, Barbecue, and More? Located at 466 South Main Street, Broadway, Virginia? You're telling me... This episode is once again brought to you by Fat Boys, Barbecue, and More. Located in scenic Broadway, Virginia. 466 South Main Street. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 11 until sold out. Come on down and slob on their hog. Now, without any further ado, here's Detective Magnolia, played by Harry Hancock. Do I have to mention Harry every time, Greg? No one gives a fuck about the actor, you know that, right?
Shut the fuck up and read it as it's written.
But it's a massive waste of time.
It's in his contract. You have to say his name.
God damn it. Oh, fuck, is this still airing? Stop, go to the show. Jesus Christ, what kind of production is this?
Well, listeners, if you recall, I've got myself a new roommate. Old Hammy Boy was sleeping peacefully in the spare bed in my hotel house as I got up and made some coffee. It's 7 a.m., and we don't have to be at the office till 8, so I figured I'd let him sleep in a little. He had a rough night. Poor little baby lost his wife to his cousin, and his house to his wife. Sounds like a bad time. At least when my wife left me, it was for a manly reason. Like she caught me chugging a bottle of whiskey down my south mouth. Nevertheless, I know I've been a handful for Hamilton lately, so I decided I'd try to be more accommodating to him during this rough patch in his life. Don't you worry, I'll give him a few days, then I'm gonna get back to busting his balls. Oh shit, I guess I better wake him up.
Magnolia.
I know what you're going to ask, Cammy. Where did I get this bugle, right?
Actually, my first question was going to be, how do you play a bugle with your asshole? Secondly, and more importantly, why the hell are you waking me up like that?
There's no better way to wake up than by bugle, Hamilton. I know you're going through a rough time. I'm your friend. I want to help you through it.
If you're going to help me up, could you do it gentler, maybe?
Like how?
I don't know. Say, hey, Hamilton, it's time to get up. Or any other way that doesn't involve a goddamn bugle.
Oh, not a fan of a bugle, huh? That's a shame. I was hoping to play some songs for you later. It's okay, though. We could go to the titty bar and have some stripper spit shots of rum in our mouth if you want.
That's fucking disgusting. How do you not have every disease known to man?
It's alcohol. It's sanitary.
It's gross. Look, can you just not wake me up like that anymore?
Okay, fine. I'm sorry. I just felt like I had to get you back, that's all.
Get me back for what?
Well, you kept me up all night with your crying. I'm not running a hotel for bitches here, Hamilton.
Well, I'm sorry that the love of my life, my soulmate, my goddamn wife, cheated on me, dick. My whole life got upended last night. It's gonna take me some time to heal from that.
Oh, come on. It's been 8 hours already. When my wife broke up with me, I was over it in an hour.
Magnolia, you have a picture of her on your wall that you use as a dartboard. That's not over it.
Oh, there it is. Now we're jealous of my dart skills too, huh?
Oh my god.
All right. I'm sorry. Do you want any breakfast before we go to work? I made you some.
No. I don't have an appetite right now. Let me just grab a quick shower.
All right. I made some coffee. Feel free to help yourself to a mug when you hop out if you want it.
I appreciate that. I'll probably do that. Oh my god, it's so fucking cold!
Oh yeah, hang on to your willy, Hamilton. It shriveled quick.
What the fuck did I do to deserve this?
They say you don't truly know someone until you live with them. I found that out the hard way. I didn't realize what a little bitch Hamilton was until he stayed with me. Sure, it's only been one night. Maybe he'll toughen up a little bit. But well, it doesn't bode well for him so far. Always wanted someone I could be a father figure to. Maybe this is my chance. I could teach Hamilton how to be a real man. Like me. But for now, it's time to go get our asses eaten out by the chief.
This could be bad, Dick. God, I can't lose my job, too. I hope he isn't too mad at us.
Relax. I'm his only nephew. If it's that serious, I'll hit him in the soft spot of his heart.
You know, I've never seen him as a sentimental or emotional guy. Does he really have that kind of relationship with you?
What? No, I mean he has a literal soft spot on his heart. It's called a medical condition, sport.
Why did you call me that?
What? Oh. No reason.
Weird. My dad used to call me that.
Have a seat, boys. You two have a lot of explaining to do. You disrupted the art show, pissed off a lot of the upper class in Chicago, and just embarrassed the department as a whole. What happened?
Well, we got a lead about the art show.
Some guy in Vice.
Who was your source in Vice?
I'm not sure. Dr. Robinson just told me he had a guy from there tell him about it.
Dr. Robinson, please. Yes. Who was your vice guy that gave you the lead on the illegal art show? Okay. Thank you. Does the name Lenny Potnick mean anything to you?
Oh, fuck.
What?
Oh, that son of a bitch. He got me again.
What are you talking about?
Oh, relax. It's no big deal. We send each other false leads all the time as a prank. Fuck. I once had him going on a wild goose chase for 8 months straight. He He didn't get any actual work done that whole fucking time.
That's an enormous waste of time and money, Dick. What the hell?
Oh, shit. Don't be too mad, Chief. My little buddy here is going through a really hard time.
Dick, I really don't want to talk about this.
Don't stress, pal. We don't have to go into detail. I know it's a painful situation, but the Chief is here for sport.
So, what's going on?
Well, look. Let's just say my marriage has hit a pretty rough patch.
Hamilton's wife got caught doing the vertical polka with his cousin Vinny. Hammy walked in while they were mid-thrust. I mean, Vinny was balls deep in his wife's lasagna and...
Magnolia! Shut the fuck up!
Oh, wow. Hey, I'm real sorry, little buddy. That's rough.
Yeah, it is. But it happened after the art show. And I have to own up to my mistake there. I'm sorry about that, Chief. And I'm also sorry that your girlfriend got spit on.
Oh, don't worry about her. She got over it when I bought her the pewter penguin. I appreciate your ambition, Hamilton. You got a bad lead because of Magnolia's prank war, and I understand that. I'll tell you what, sport. Take the day off. Clear your head. I'll make sure you still get paid for a full day.
But the pigeon case?
The pigeon will still be missing when you come in tomorrow. You need to take care of yourself.
That's fine. I can work on the case while you're off, Hammy. You deserve some time off, pal.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. You have the day off, too. But, unlike Hamilton, you ain't getting paid for it.
What? That's not fucking fair.
Why isn't it? If nothing else, I should suspend you and Potnick for the pranks you two keep pulling.
Oh, don't suspend him, Chief. I do take full responsibility for that. That's on me.
All right. This prank war is over. I fucking mean it. No more pranks. Now get out of here.
Well, now what?
I need to stop by Vice real quick. I guess I need to put an end to the prank war. God damn it, it was so much fun, though.
Right. For you guys, I get that. But this is a serious job, Dick. Lots of money and paperwork get tied up in silly things like that. And it cuts funding for the important stuff, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, Magnolia, you like that lead you got?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But I've got some bad news. Look, I've loved, and I've lost the pranks we've done over the past few months, but unfortunately, all good things have to come to an end. We cost the department a lot of money and resources just over the past few months alone, and well, she finally figured out, so we have to end it.
Damn. That's a real shame.
You also said you're fucking fired, so get the hell out of here. Come on, quit dilly-dallying. Get out of here.
What? Are you joking?
Get the fuck out of here now!
Okay! Okay, I'm leaving.
Magnolia? What the hell?
Oh, this prank war is far from over. I have not begun to cost the department money. I'll call him tomorrow and tell him he's still here, though.
He might get fired for leaving work today.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. So what do you want to do today, champ?
What's with these nicknames today?
What? I always call you nicknames.
Yeah, and they're usually something like Hammy, Hammy Boy, Ham Sandwich, The Hamster, and of course, Hamilton. You call me champ and sport already today.
Those are clues, pal.
Clues for what?
For what we're doing today.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, God, you're not very good at this detective stuff, are you, pal? Well, let's see. We are champ sport. We're going to a baseball game.
Well, damn. Okay, I love baseball. But how were you dropping clues to go to a game before you knew we would have the day off?
Well, I was going to take the day off anyway. I just wasn't going to let the chief know about it.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to today's Baseball Spectacular. It's a beautiful day for baseball, and the stands are filling up quickly, as the first inning will begin shortly.
Great call on bringing the portable radio with us, pal. A lot easier to keep up with the action.
It can be a hard game to follow at times, you know?
Say, who's playing?
I thought you planned this out.
Oh, shit. Yeah, well, I did, but... You know how my memory is, little buddy.
That's true. Anyway, it's the New York City Texans versus our home team, boys, the Chicago Cankles.
All right, big Cankle fan here.
Really? I've never heard you mention that before.
Oh, yeah. I used to go home after work and just get absolutely wrecked while listening to their games. I'd usually start pissing my pants around the bottom of the fourth, and by the end of the game, I had a pretty nice pedal going. Lots of fun those days were.
Now I'm going to regret this, but why did you stop?
Oh, I got tired of it. Baseball's such a fixed game, it's embarrassing, really.
What? How is it fixed?
Oh, are you fucking kidding me right now? There's a string tied to the ball in various parts of the stadium. It's real thin, like fishing line. Once a batter makes contact with it, they just yank it to where they want it to go.
Are you insane?
No! Don't you remember when Babe Ruth pointed to the exact spot he was going to hit the ball? Tell me how that wasn't fixed.
Dick, do you realize how hard it is to hit a baseball on a professional level?
Oh, bullshit. How hard could it be? I could hit one no problem if I only had the little time to stretch.
Are you kidding me? Well, what sport do you enjoy then? Boxing? Golf? Football?
Professional wrestling.
And that's 100% legit?
Are you sucking my corn cob right now? How could you even question that?
I mean, I get that those guys are taking a lot of impact when they hit the mat, but doesn't it seem a little far-fetched when you take...
You know what an airplane spin is, Hammy?
No. I don't know much about airplanes. What does that have to do with... Put me down! What the fuck?
And now we spin.
Stop it, Dick. Okay, enough. I'm getting dizzy. You're gonna kill us. Watch out for the steps.
Oh. 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 See? Totally not fake.
Oh, I think you broke my ass.
And here comes the New York City Texans.
Oh, come on. Let's get to our seats.
Oh, help me up.
You've got to stop being a little pussy. Oh, shit, I know, I shouldn't have said that. You got to stop being a little puss-puss, pal.
And now, welcome your Chicago Cankles. And taking the mound for the Cankles, Stubbs McGee. A true ace on the mound known for his blazing fastball and his off-speed pitches that seem to move at a snail's pace. Stepping into the batter's box now is Jimmy the Kid Cash. McGee staring Cash down. Cash playing his second year in the sport since returning from the war. Easily the greatest rookie our generation has ever seen. He has a knack for hitting the ball hard almost every time he steps to the plate. And here comes the pitch. Didn't even get it off his shoulders on that pitch. That's okay. He's a power hitter, and once he swings, rarely does he miss. Okay, well, Cash is determined to make me look like an asshole, but I'm sure he's gonna... God damn it. Okay, well, there's one out. Shit. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I had a lot of money riding on that at bat. But that's okay. Now coming to the plate. Second baseman, Jose, 3-3. Jalisco. Here's the windup. The pitch is just outside. 1-1. It's a beautiful day for our baseball fans. sold-out crowd here at Piddle-Diddle Field is basking in the sunshine, enjoying the rays and some hot dogs, courtesy of Mr. Glizzy's Wiener Emporium and Dildo Shop. No doubt, great family fun to be had by all. Here comes the second pitch. Another ball. That makes the count no strikes, two balls. Four if you count. Oh, fuck, he just threw a strike. God damn, did not expect that one. McGee wasting no time. Here comes the fourth pitch. Ball three. That leaves Jose, three balls and a strike. Jalisco living up to his nickname today, as he does every game for some reason. Weird. Wind up, pitch. Ooh, batter has walked. Takes the first base. And he's arguing with the infield umpire. Apparently he'd prefer to take second or even third if the umpire will allow it. And they will not. Very polite argument. Jose, known for his verbal prowess, has managed to talk many an umpire into giving him an extra base. Just not happening today. McGee taking a moment to smoke one of his trademark cigars. And while he does, let's just take a moment to appreciate the physical specimen that this athlete is. 5'6" and 500 pounds of pure American... Well, fuck, I guess it's fat. He's a fat motherfucker. I don't know why the team wants me to act otherwise. There are pictures of this grotesque monster on the newspapers. Why do I have to act like he's a goddamn Greek god? Fuck. Moving on. Up to the batter's box is Rush, You're Not My Real Dad Keller, center fielder. Graduated from Southern Pines Blue Mountain State College University. Here's the windup. This is that first one. Had he made contact, though, would have been a deep ball. McGee winding up again. Still winding. Goddamn, he's still winding up. Holy fuck, could this be the infamous slow ball? Oh, shit, fuck. I've not seen this in person yet, but I've heard rumors of long windup. Believe it is. God, could he go any slower? Arm coming up and over now. The release. And the ball falls away, a foot away from the pitcher's mound. Wow. And the runners take off. Live ball. We got a live ball. McGee running for the ball, even though it's just inches away from his fat fucking ass. He's out of breath. Keller rounds first. Jalisco heading for third now. McGee trips and falls flat on his face. This crowd is losing their minds. Jalisco across the plate. One run scores. McGee crying like a little bitch, red with embarrassment, finally grabs the ball. He throws it home. Keller slides. He's safe. He's safe. Two runs, and the Cankles, for the 42nd time this season, have led up an inside-the-park home run. We are going to take a quick sponsor break, and the action will return shortly. Today's game was brought to you by Mr. Glizzy's Wiener Emporium and Dildo Shop. One goes down your throat, one goes up your butt.
God, I hate those ads. What a game, huh?
I know, I can't believe it's the middle of the seventh inning already. Feels like the first one should even be over yet.
Can you believe we're tied at 21 points? I'm glad we were here for this. I've never seen a game so action-packed.
Right? This is the first time I can say I'm glad I didn't pass out during a baseball game.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the seventh inning stretch.
Oh, thank God. I'm having a great time, but I really need to be stretched out.
Dick, don't say it like that.
What? My muscles are sore. I've been sitting here on my ass for 6 hours.
And now, for our seventh inning stretch entertainment, welcome Billy Sex Machine Matthews as he debuts his new song, Never Before Heard by Anyone. Take it away, Billy. Wow. What an embarrassing day for the music industry and sports in general. If that stupid fucking song ever goes anywhere, I'll chop my dick off and eat it live on the air. That was wow. God. I'm fucking offended. You know what? I quit. Fuck this.
Well, shit. I guess we won't be listening to the game anymore.
Damn it. really not as fun without an announcer. Maybe he'll come back after he cools down. Say, I'm gonna go take a piss real quick.
Alright, I'm gonna keep stretching myself out.
Jesus Christ.
So that forger says he's willing to work on the sculptures you wanted.
Very nice, Sal. I've heard he's good.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Well, great job, big guy. You know I appreciate what you do for the, business. Keep it up.
Oh, thanks, little guy. I really appreciate that, sir.
There is Salvatore. Would you mind setting up a meeting with him tomorrow? We can work out the details. This is a big deal. It's my first big move since I took the fat man's place. We need to make it count. The bigger this is, the better everyone will perceive me, you know?
Yeah, I agree, sir. I'll see to it that he comes by this evening.
All right, little buddy. I'm gonna go catch the rest of this gang. I'll see you back at the office.
Sure thing, big guy. Say, why does this bathroom smell so much like beef and cabbage?
Couldn't tell you, Sal. I'll get the door like a good henchman.
Yes, sir. You all pick it up on the shame, too, though, right?
Holy shit! Magnolia!
What is it, champ? Why are you so out of breath? Did you take a big dump? Need me to come wipe you?
What? No! Dupli! In the bathroom!
Oh. Is that not good enough for you? Were you expecting triple or quad ply in a stadium this size? How ungrateful could you be? I thought I raised you better than that, you little shit.
What? Give me that water. What is this?
Vodka. What else would it be?
I asked for water. Fuck. Never mind. Tony Dupli and one of his men were just in the bathroom.
Who?
Tony Dupli? The fat man's right hand? He helped us set up the arrest?
I solved that crime. What the fuck are you talking about?
Magnolia. For once in your entire life, I need you to think.
Oh, Tony Dupli. Well, that's nice. How's he doing?
He's trying to hire a forger to make a replica of some sculpture.
Well, shit. How soon does he need one? My guy is usually booked out pretty far, but I'm sure we could work something out.
Magnolia? No! Put it together! He's got the pigeon, and he's gonna make duplicates of it and make a fortune on the black market.
Holy fuck, why didn't you say something?
I've been trying, but you're dense as fuck. We're never gonna find him in this crowd.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Toop.
Shut the fuck up. We wait till the end of the game, and then we tail him.
Okay, sport.
Another fascinating chapter of The Case of the Porcelain Pigeon. Another thank you to our sponsor, Fat Boys Barbecue and More. And remember to check out our Patreon and...
Tell them about the merch store, Needle Dick.
I was getting to it, you impatient cockwaffle. Jesus. DetectiveMagnoliaShop.com, get a t-shirt, something, I don't know. We have beach towels and fucking coffee for some reason.
Oh, don't act so enthused about it or anything.
Well, somebody called me a needle dick, Greg. I told you that in confidence. Oh, fuck. Somebody learn how to
Let's use the stop button, goddamn.